Okay, I'm going to be doing a bunch of stuff right here. First of all, as a request from Powder Soap, I'm going to view one of his sites and comment on it and talk about it while it's playing. This is one of my favorite sites of his. It's a Moonman site, but it's a good one, I promise. It's called Moonman Must Remember This. So, here goes. Okay, it's loading.
What the fuck is that audio diarrhea coming out of your piano?
Okay, Moonman is on that Casablanca guy's head.
You know what I want to hear.
Whatever his name is.
If you could play it for Funkle, you
black
could play
guy.
It for me.
Well, I don't think I remember.
If you don't play that goddamn song, I will rip your dirty little member off and smack your mother with it. Now, play it.
He's being really mean to the black guy. There's that Spoon Man song, which sounds like Moon Man when it's played. Okay, I guess you kind of get the idea here. But, okay. Now, since McTrium was complaining that none of these sites that I make like this have a joke in it, I found a joke from one of my Facebook friends, some chick named Kristen, and this is what she put as her status today. Is wondering if you cross a Shih Tzu with a bulldog, do you get bullshit? And I thought it was funny. Well, now I'm going to read the first chapter of Dianetics. Just make sure it's still recording. Yes, it is. Okay. Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard, Chapter 1, The Scope of Dianetics. A science of mind is a goal which has engrossed thousands of generations of man. Armies, dynasties, and whole civilizations have perished for the lack of it. Rome went to dust for the want of it. China swims in blood for the need of it. And down in the arsenal is an atom bomb, its hopeful nose full-armed in ignorance of it. No quest has been more relentlessly pursued or has been more violent. No primitive tribe, no matter how ignorant, has failed to recognize the problem as a problem, nor has it failed to bring forth at least an attempted formulation. Today one finds the aborigine of Australia substituting for a science of mind a magic healing crystal. The shaman of British Guiana makes shift for actual mental laws with his monotonous song and consecrated cigar. The throbbing drum of the Goldie medicine man serves in the stead of an etiquette technique to alleviate the lack of serenity in patients. The enlightened and golden age of Greece yet had but superstition and its principal sanitaria for mental ills, the Aesculapian temple. The most the Roman could do for a peace of mind for the sick was to appeal to the penates, the household divinities, or sacrifice to Max, shut up, I'm trying to read something. Sorry, my gerbil's running on his wheel and he's making a lot of noise. There he goes again. Goddess of fevers, and an English king centuries after could have been found in the hands of exorcists who sought to cure his deliriums by driving the demons from him. From the most ancient times to the present, in the crudest primitive tribe or the most magnificently ornamented civilization, man has found himself in a state of odd helplessness when confronted by the phenomena of strange illnesses or aberrations. His desperation in his efforts to treat the individual has been but slightly altered during his entire history. And until this 20th century past midterm, the percentages of his alleviations in terms of